We'll start with TJ, and you know, let's give us the rundown. I heard this was a surprising for me that this was a one-sided affair, TJ. I thought this was going to be a fantastic football game. Evidently, it was not between number one Camas and number three Graham Kapowsen.
Well, if you didn't hear the score, it was 55-6 Camas over Graham Kapowsen. That's actually what you just mentioned. That's pretty much the first question I asked GK coach Eric Curley. Did you? I mean, you guys had to know they were this good, but you expect something like this. And he was just saying, yeah, we totally expect them to get no doubt in our minds. This is a great football team they're getting prepared to play. But he said this is by far the best team they have seen all year, by far, all the way around. He said no weaknesses, but it still felt like they could have matched up pretty well with them. I mean, Graham Kapowsen's offensive line, led by the nation's top offensive line recruit, Foster Sorrell, a great running back who was leading the South Sound in rushing, who was getting almost 2,000 yards on the season, just really bottled up today. And Camas goes and reels off 49 unanswered points. And
wow.
It was running clock by the third quarter. And I think they're just a look of shock and just surprise on the GK sideline of just exactly what was going on, just the points and how easy Camas made this thing look. And Foster Sorrell, after we're talking to him, he told one of the coaches, just, you guys better go win the state title. And they felt like they lost to a state champion tonight.
TJ, I'll ask you one more, and then we'll get to Paul. What was your most – what did you take away from watching the Papermakers today? What impressed you the most about that football team?
Well, a couple of years I've seen them here now, they've always had a great quarterback. A couple of years ago, when they had Riley Hennessy when he goes to Eastern. And last year, when they had Liam Fitzgerald. And this kid, though, Jack Coletto, he was fantastic. He rushed for 125 yards on five carries and threw for another 176 with a couple of touchdowns. And that kid is special because he can run the ball and he can throw it. And their linebackers defensively were flying all over the field and just bottling up what was a great offensive line. By the way, GK quarterback Dylan Morris was sacked six times in this game. And that's, like I said, a solid offensive line for GK. And Camas just kind of, they just embarrassed them tonight. And I think Curley echoed those words as well. They just kind of felt like they're embarrassed and unfortunate that that's their last game of the season.
Well, TJ, thanks for your perspective, and we'll move on to Paul. We appreciate it, TJ.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet. TJ Cotterill from Tacoma News Tribune.